This short story is called The Wild Flower Meadow. She rolled over on her back and gazed up at the blue sky, watching the clouds drift by, intermittently cutting out the sun. This was her favourite place.
"Priscilla, where are you? You come and try these dishes right now!"
Mrs. Batley's voice cut across her dreamy thoughts.
"I've never known anyone so lazy. We've a farm to run, and we can't carry passengers."
Mrs. Batley's voice cut stridently across the peaceful countryside. Priscilla ambled reluctantly into the farm kitchen. She was feeling particularly homesick today. So as soon as she'd finished drying the dishes, she went back out into the sun and lay down among the wild flowers in the field. Jim came over and joined her, lying down in the meadow.
"Phew, just finished my homework. How about you?"
They lay there in the sun, in the meadow, and talked for hours. Priscilla shared with Jim how she felt about being homesick for her small, dark house in Birmingham, and the longing for her mum. "She'll be in the musician's factory now. She always seems to work late. But she writes often, so I know she misses me." Jim thought of his own mum and dad. His dad worked on the dockside at House Southampton, a desired target for the bombers that droned over each night.
"At least we're safe here," said Jim,
in an effort to comfort Priscilla.
"So we may be, but we're evacuees and no one wants us. That's a fact. Mr. Batley's only interested in farm labour, Mrs. Batley only interested in a kitchen maid, and the two boys work their socks off for them, and they don't even acknowledge that I exist half the time. Must go, Jim. It's getting late. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place."
"Bye," shouted Jim, as he ran as fast as he could across the fields to the little baker's cottage in the village where Mrs. Green looked after him, in a fashion. She was always busy and certainly hadn't taken to the idea of having an evacuee. Priscilla lay awake often, listening to the planes drone overhead, wondering where they were bound for and praying that her mum would be kept safe. Then in the daytime after school, she would go to the wild flower meadow to talk to Jim. So life was, until that awful night. Priscilla was suddenly awakened by the planes droning overhead. And then came the almighty crash. Her first thoughts were that it was an earthquake, but then she told herself that earthquakes don't happen in the English countryside. Of course, it must be a bomb. The ground shook after the explosion, and then all went quiet. Dawn was breaking, and of course all the farming family were up and at work. So when Priscilla put on her dressing gown and slippers and went out of the back door, everyone was standing around the meadow. The bomb had dropped in the middle of it. And Priscilla saw all the little broken flowers around the edge of the huge crater. She burst into tears, running back into the house. Bob, the farmer's son, followed her, but she hardly saw him through her tears as she rushed upstairs and flung herself on her bed. Life changed from that moment. Priscilla and Jim still met, but it was dismal sitting on the edge of a large crater, and the joy that the flowers had brought to them was gone. Thankfully, the war didn't last long after that, and Jim and Priscilla returned to their respective homes. Priscilla picked up the envelope from the doormat. "Now who's that from, I wonder," she thought, as she flopped down on the sofa with the post. The postmark was Marchley. Who did she know in Marchley? Well, it was an invitation to a reunion of all the evacuees who had been billeted around the villages in the Marchley area during the war. It's 15 years down the line. I was only 12, thought Priscilla. That's another world away. I'm so busy and I really don't think I can be bothered. Priscilla had completed her degree in environmental studies with ecology and some botany, and was thoroughly enjoying her job protecting and studying the environment. However, she gave herself time to think back to the war days on the farm, and of course the wild flower meadow.
Strange how after all these days this city girl had changed tack and was now a lover of the countryside. She thought momentarily of Jim, wondering where life had taken him. "I'll take a couple of days off and I'll go," she thought, spurred on by the memories of the meadow. "It's gone forever now, I should think," she murmured to herself. The time of the reunion came around quite quickly, and she realised that it was time when the meadow flowers were at their best. She wondered if the bomb crater had been filled in, and whether the fields were concreted over or built on. The train drew to a halt at Marchley Station, and she decided to walk across the fields to Stanridge Farm. That way she could find out what happened to the flower meadow before reaching the farmhouse. Not a lot had changed, apart from several new farm buildings on some of the meadowland. But as she came around the corner of one of those buildings, there was the meadow in full bloom. So the crater had been filled in. It was just as it had been when she and Jim had lain in the sun, talking of better times. She ran and flung herself down among the flowers, lying on her back, soaked up the sun under the blue sky. Suddenly the silence was broken by a peal of laughter, and two people came running across the field to the flower meadow. Priscilla jumped up to see a young man and woman coming towards her. The young man was very good-looking, she thought, and sort of familiar. "Pretty, I thought I might find you here." "Why, Jim, how good to see you again," she exclaimed. "Prissy, meet Jenny, my wife," said Jim. "Very pleased to meet you," said Priscilla, shaking the young woman's hand. "Well, I'd better go and see the Batleys. See you later at the reception, I hope." Priscilla had a strange sinking feeling as she wandered over to the farmhouse kitchen. She hadn't expected to find Jim married, nor to be so good-looking. Mrs. Batley stood in the kitchen with her back to the stove, just as Priscilla remembered her. "Welcome, Priscilla. Come and sit down." It was catch-up time. Priscilla filled her in on all the events in her life since the end of the war, and Mrs. Batley told Priscilla the farm news. "Ray didn't take to farming in the end. He decided on the city life, so he is an estate agent, married and living up north. By the way, dear, I'm so sorry that we treated you so badly when you were here during the war. I thought about that a lot, but we were so busy and struggling to keep the farm together with so little help on site." "I know, and I was no help, I'm afraid," said Priscilla, observing how Mrs. Batley had become so much softer over the years. "You see, I was so homesick and scared for my mum's safety." "Yes, war makes us all into different characters, I'm afraid. But never mind, it's all over, thankfully. Mr. Batley has only just come in from the cows, so we'll have to have a bath and change before we go to the reception. Would you mind going with Bob? He'll be down in a few minutes, and we'll see you there." Bob came into the kitchen at that point, looking very smart. He was tall and slim and had an air of confidence. "Well, Priscilla, let's go." Priscilla picked up her bag and responded. "I'm so pleased that the wild flower meadow has been planted and that this reunion is now when the flowers are out." "Yes, I've planted it every year in memory." "In memory of what?" said Priscilla. "In memory of you. I knew how much you loved it." "How did you know?" "My bedroom window overlooks it, and when I was up there I saw you with Jim lying amongst the flowers. I was jealous enough even then, although you were only 12. "But you never said anything. You ignored me. You didn't even give me any indication that you knew I existed," said Priscilla, amazed at his outburst. "We were so busy in those days. There was no time, and I was shy and slightly embarrassed by my feelings. After all, I was only 17, but I loved you the moment you walked through the door, in a puppy-love sort of way, and there's never been anyone else in my thoughts. I somehow knew you had to come back here. Then I hit on the idea of the reunion. It had to be at the time the Wildflower Meadow was in bloom. Although I haven't seen you for 15 years, I have to say I still love you. I would marry you tomorrow. How do you feel? Oh, I'm shocked. And it's too soon. I had to know whether I feel anything, stammered Priscilla. Anyway, here's the village hall. Let's join the party. Priscilla introduced Bob to Jim and Jenny and stayed talking with them. But somehow there was no connection with Jim at any level, and Priscilla realised that they were now worlds apart. The day ended happily enough, and Bob saw Priscilla onto the train at Marchley. Come back soon, and do consider my offer, shouted Bob as the train drew out of the station. Nearly a whole year passed, and one morning a man from the council rang Priscilla in her office to ask if she had any ideas on planting wild flowers on traffic islands in the main road nearby. Well, you can't plant them now, said Priscilla. They are all about to come into flower. Anyway, I do know quite a bit about wildflowers, so I'll give it some thought. The wildflower meadow at Stanridge Farm will be coming into flower again soon, thought Priscilla. And all of a sudden, memories came flooding back of nearly a year ago at the reunion when she had met Bob and he had declared his love for her. A deep longing entered her heart to see him again. As the time came around for the meadow to be in bloom again, she decided to return to the farm and Bob and let things take their course from there. A month later, as she crossed the fields once again from Marchley Station, she saw the wild flowers in bloom and Bob on his tractor in the field, and she knew she had come home.